But there was a point where you did think it was about you, right?
You're trying to figure out what's going on, and you play for a coach, you learn how he changes lines, you know when you're going to be up, you know when you're going to be on the ice, and a new coach comes in and does things differently. There's an adjustment period. It was that way with Jacques Demers. It was that way with Brian, and Scotty came in, and it was difficult. And we had a good team, and we're all like we were a very good offensive team, when you're considered a certain level of player or a certain goal scorer, you're a 30 goal scorer, and all of a sudden you're not getting 30 goals. Everybody's like, what's the matter? What's going on? So you're trying to do it, and then the coach is trying to do something else, and it was really confusing for a little while, and took a while to adjust to.
Tried dealing with him as a media member.
He has fun with you.
Out a guy. Yeah,
he has fun.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we even have a flashback here just to show you how things have changed with Scotty Bowman over the years. Scotty Bowman has been on this show many times as a guest, but the first time he ever contacted the show,
I remember this,
was when he called in on his own to scream at me. He was in Buffalo, I think, somewhere, and he was screaming at me over something having to do with Bob Probert, and he was letting me have it. And this is the tail end of the conversation. Listen to this, how he ends. After he gets to this point, he's already been screaming at me and ripping me apart. This is how the conversation, if you could call it that, ended. Listen.
You never speak to me, Mitch.
Well, but my job.
You never speak to me.
But listen to me.
Do for you is ask you sometime along the line when I do decide to finish to write a book. Because I've read some of your books. They're the best books I've ever read in sports. And someday we can sit down and write a book. Thanks a lot.
Sounds like an invitation.
There you go. And he hung up. He hung up. Now, he had just gotten done taking me apart. You don't know hockey. You don't know Bob Probert. You don't know this and that. And then he goes, one day we'll write a book together. And he hung up.
That's an open invitation. You got to follow up on that one.
I don't know about that. But you see, Steve, what I'm saying? I mean, you're not the only one who was confused by him.
Yeah, and we've all adjusted. And you come and play. You be good defensively, first and foremost. Yeah. Come and play, and don't ask questions. Do your job. Come and play, and that's all he expects.
Unfortunately,
really,
it's hard to do my job and not ask questions, and that was part of the problem, I think. Right. Let's take one more caller here on the Sunday Sports Album 10-year anniversary, another surprise, before we go to the general phone calls here for Steve Yzerman. Hello, caller.
Hey. Yeah, are you listening to me?
I am. Would this be Mr. Schembechler?
This is he.
Got him off the top. Boy, I needed a couple more words.
You keep talking about writing books. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well.
How would you like to follow that guy around for a year like you did me?
Scotty Bowman for a year and I did you well. He would never scream at me coming out of the shower with a towel around him saying, I don't have time for this damn book. How you doing, Bo?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
You know, Bo is not only a not only been a frequent guest, Bo was sort of a co-host for a stretch of time. We kind of launched Bo on his radio career, which now he doesn't need me anymore.
And then you fired me.
I did not fire you. You left. You went on to bigger pastures. You raised your price.
Exactly.
Steve Yzerman has it right. I couldn't afford you anymore.
Oh, Yzerman has it right? Okay.
Yeah, he knows. Say hi to Steve Yzerman, Bo.
How you doing, Steve?
Great, Bo, and yourself. Nice
to
talk
to
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great start.
You would have liked to have Yzerman on a football team, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. He could quarterback my team.
Yeah. Good captain
you
material.
Bet?
And he's already.
I don't know. Maybe he can't pass.
He's, no, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, but he's already missing some teeth, so that's good. He's your kind of guy, you know?
Right.
Well, Bo, thank you for all the great memories you've given us here in this show in the last 10 years.
Congratulations on the show, the 10th year.
10 years. That's what, half as long as you coached at Michigan?
What's that?
Is that half as long as you coached at Michigan?
Yeah, about half. Almost.
I still got a ways to go then to match your record.
Yeah, you got a ways to go, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to run out of gas. I've never seen a guy on the move like you are.
That's all right. I get my energy from Fuddruckers Hamburgers. You taught me that.
They're still the best, aren't they, Mitch?
If you want to see Bo Schembechler happy, take him to a Fuddruckers Hamburger place and let him go wild.
Right.
I mean, this is a man who can buy anything he wants, could go anywhere he wants, could meet anyone he wants. He would sneak off to go to a Fuddruckers Hamburger joins, like, these are great. I'll make my own hamburger.
I hope my cardiologist isn't listening.
I won't tell him, Bo. Hey, have a good night. Thanks so much for calling
in.
We'll see you soon. Don't forget, of course, Bo.
Okay, congratulations, Mitch.
Thanks, Bo. Appreciate
it. keep up the good work, Steve.
Thank you, Bo.
All right, we'll come back with lots more here on the anniversary show. Stay where you are. Bryant Westbrook joining us from the bathroom of some Texas restaurant. This is a dedicated interview, man, here. You just scared somebody right out of the bathroom, didn't you?
Yeah, the crazy.
See, he's trash-talking
already.
That's
what he is.
The guy's out of the bathroom. He just scared. There was some poor guy who was in the bathroom when you started. He said, I'm getting out of here. This guy likes to hit people. I'm getting out of here.
There's people coming out the bathroom looking at me. I'm crazy.
How does Toyota make the best even better? With a new model event that's second to none. Toyota's best sales event featuring Toyota's best line.
This is Detroit Lions coach Bobby Ross. Happy anniversary to the hardest workers in the game. Mitch Albom and the Sunday Sports Album.
Oh, well, that's nice to have the coach with you when Barry Sanders is here with us. Transportation for tonight's guest provided by En Vogue Limousine. Southeastern Michigan's number one limousine service. When only the best will do, call 1-888-672-LIMO. All credit cards are accepted. And thanks to our sponsors, our very, very loyal sponsors, I should add, Colony Marine and Algonac, Pontiac, and St. Clair Shores, and your greater Detroit Toyota dealers, who built over 1.4 million Camrys in the U.S. since 1988. Before we return to Barry Sanders, let's take another mystery caller here on the 10th anniversary show. Hello, caller.
Hey, had to make it 10 for 10, headed for the woods to God's country. You know it, Mitch.
Kurt Gibson.
Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
You know, we played, I don't know if you heard the start of the show, we played the flashback from the very first show when we ordered that pizza.
Oh, the Domino's.
Yeah. And well, I told the story, which I don't think I've ever told in the air before, that they canceled $100,000 worth of advertising.
Mitch almost
like
got fired after one show.
After one show because we said it was cold.
Well, hey, if it's cold, it's cold, right? But I hear he's selling that, so we can all eat it.
Yeah, it's all right now. It's safe. Hey, say hi to Barry Sanders,
hey,
Kirk.
Hey, Barry, how you doing? You're a little lumped up today, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. How you doing?
I'm okay. I see Coach Ross. You must have taped that a while ago, eh, Mitch?
Yeah, yeah, we taped it.
That was a month ago. Later, he said he thought Mitch was just collecting his paycheck.
That's what he said.
Oh my goodness!
We just taped in the preseason before
hey,
there's
Mitch,
anyone
I got
else.
I got another guest here. I'd like to wish you a happy anniversary.
As you're driving up north,
I'm driving to tape my show. Uh-huh. The locker room's on tonight. You know,
right.
midnight, and then heading up to our ranch.
Oh,
and he's big too. He's huge. You even want to talk to him now? Here, hold on.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Is this David Wells?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Perfect.
How you doing? I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, congratulations on the World Series, and what a year. You're awesome.
Thank you.
I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
I only have one question.
What's that?
Why didn't you do that when you were here?
I tried to.
Yeah. Well, David was a character, man. Mm-hmm. And David was always mad at me because there's one time he doesn't realize that I can't see anything without my glasses. And he came up to me and said hello at some event, and I didn't have my glasses.
Super Bowl down in Atlanta.
Super Bowl, and he just comes by. David looks like every other fan at the Super Bowl with his hat backwards or whatever. And he said hello, and I didn't say hi back to him or whatever. And he carried a grudge for like a year.
No, Mitch, you looked me straight in the eyes and said, who is that guy?
I did not say that. I did not say that.
You were big timing him.
I did not say that.
Now that I made a name for myself, you want to talk.
I did not say that. I never say anyone, who is that guy?
By the way, David, can you do the show next week?
Hey, David, say hello to Barry Sanders, another champion here.
Mr. Sanders, how are you doing?
Hey, congratulations, Dave.
Thank you very much. Big, big fan, man. You have done this state a world of difference.
Thank you.
Kirk who?
Kirk who, yeah. Well, don't kill anything too big out there in the woods when you go up there.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I've been itching for a while now.
Yeah, get out of David Wells' way. Well, congratulations. We're all very happy for you, David. And couldn't happen to a more down-to-earth guy.
Well, you know, now that, you know, the Howard Stern and Letterman and all that, maybe I will be a guest on your show someday, huh? Maybe you give this guy an opportunity.
All right, you can have it. You can not only can you be a guest, you can host the show, okay? I'll get out of the way and you can just host it, David.
No, my head ain't that big.
Well, it's good to hear from you and have a good time with Gibby up
Thank
there.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Barry, take care.
All right.
See you.
And we'll see you, Gibby. Thanks for calling in here on the Sunday Sports Album 10th Anniversary Show.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, take care, Kirk. Thanks a lot. Kirk Gibson and David Wells. That's very nice. Mm-hmm. That's very, very nice. So, Barry, let me ask you, you know, aside from today's game and even aside from the 2-5, you've been here a long time now, relatively, for a football career. You know, what How have you changed significantly personally now? Not as a football player, but you look back, we're talking about 10 years back when you came in 1989. I remember you were so shy. Well, you were so shy that you would swallow your words when you would first talk, when you first came to town here now. And now you seem just much different. You're comfortable. You're even a little critical, which you wouldn't have been in your first year. How, in your mind, how have you changed significantly since you came into the league?
Wow, I don't know. I think, I came in and I was, I was scared, you know. I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. I was drafted at 20, and everything happened so fast as far as the things that happened, even for me to end up here. I didn't go into my junior year in college thinking, well, I'm going to have a great year, and then next year I'll be in
I'll
the
be a professional, yeah.
Yeah. I was just short of terrified, you know. I didn't know what to expect. Because I think – the professional game is, I think people are so much more critical, you know, and there's so many more things going on in college. It's just a different world. I just kind of at that point sat back and watched, didn't say a whole lot.
Right.
Of course, it was hard to get words in with guys here like Jerry Ball.
Yeah.
But now, I'm much more comfortable with, what I do for a living and just how to go about, handling that on a daily basis.
Right.
I think, I've sort of found a happy medium and, and how to deal with it. How to deal with people,
right.
That's probably the biggest difference, learning how to say no, learning how to say
no politely.
Say what's on your mind without, without saying anything. So that's probably the biggest difference.
How to say what's on your mind without saying anything. Yeah. I think I've conducted a lot of interviews that way, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
If you could stick around just a couple more minutes, I'd like you to meet Steve Yzerman or spend a second on the air with the two of you together. As a caller called in, I said two of the great gentlemen and sports heroes of this town, and it would be nice to have you in the same room together. And then we'll talk to the captain himself, the Trivia Trifecta, coming up here on our 10th anniversary on the Sunday Sports Album. Stay where you are.
This is the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR Detroit, an ABC radio station.
This is Piston coach Alvin Gentry. Happy anniversary to the most productive team in the game, Mitch Album and the Sunday Sports Album.
All right, back here on the Sunday Sports Album on our 10th anniversary show. If I could have a little of that Auld Lang Syne music here for this a moment. Before we get to Steve Yzerman and Barry Sanders together for the first time on radio, I want to flash back again here for a second. Now, when we started this show, Fred and Kenny, you guys were not my co-hosts.
Right.
We began on...
We weren't big enough for you yet.
You weren't even here yet. Began on WLLZ, a station that doesn't exist anymore, a rock and roll station. It was myself and my friend Mike Stone, and we started it that night. And Mike, I think, is here. He's on the line with us now. Hi, Mike.
What's happening, Mitch?
Hey, I found a piece of tape from our first show. You got to listen to this. This is how disorganized we were. Barry, you think of... Barry thinks like I got this smooth operation going here, right? All right,
but every time before Barry Sanders came to town.
Barry wasn't even here. You remember it was in 1988, and if you remember, Michael, our first guest was Kirk Gibson,
right,
who joined us here. But then in the second hour, you remember who our guests were?
Second hour, was that when we had Dantley and Dumars?
No, they were the second week. We had Fennis.
Oh, we had Fennis Denbo
and Williams, the other guy.
Michael Williams.
Okay, now, I want you to listen, just so that you guys don't think that this show has always run smoothly and everything's supposed to be where it is. We had the Trivia Trifecta, which began for its first time, Michael. You and I came up with that idea.
Yep.
And listen to this segment of tape as we try to keep the callers straight between Fennis Denbo and Michael Williams and the trivia thing. We hadn't figured out how to punch the phone numbers yet. Here's how it sounded 10 years ago on the first Sunday Sports Album ever. Listen.
We're going to take some phone calls for you guys and let you meet some of the people from Detroit. 298 Rock, 298 Roll is the number to call for questions for Fennis and for Michael Williams. And we'll take one or two here before the break. Hi, you're on the Sunday Night Sports Album with Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams.
Yeah, I got a quick one for the trivia, number two question.
All right, how about a question for Michael Williams or Fennis Dembo?
Yeah, who's going to win the Raiders-Chargers game tonight?
They don't know that kind of thing. Basketball.
Raiders going to win.
The Chargers.
There you go. Stick to basketball questions. Hi, you're on the Sunday Night Sports Album with Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams.
I want to know, what do you think about that Orchard Lake and DePore's game next week?
All right, one more here. Hi, you're on the Sunday Night Sports Album with Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams.
Hey, I'd like to try for the second trivia question.
All right, enough on this. Let's see if we got somebody here. Sunday Night Sports Album, you're on the air with Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams.
Yeah, I'd like to try the field goal question.
Oh, here we go again. Okay. We're going to ask callers to call in with questions for Fennis Dembo and Michael Williams, not so much the trivia stuff.